Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio. Sirius XM Channel 80. The ESPN app and ESPN Plus. And your smart speakers. However you found us, we're glad you did on this Thursday afternoon. Nick Friedell down in New York. I'm Randy Scott here in Bristol, Connecticut. You can see Nick, read Nick, follow Nick. All things NBA. Kyrie Irving watch, Brooklyn Nets watch. Do you stay with the Nets if Durant leaves, Nick?
I ask myself that question every day, my friend. I don't have the answer, but all right. One of these days, maybe we will all find out everything we need to be seeking.
As long as Kyrie's there, Nick has to cover every waking moment of the Nets.
You stay where your heart is, you know? And I'm sure there might be interesting, you know, theories on what is time and space, you know? Like, we're geographically located but cosmically bound.
What is that, love and hate or emotions very close to each other?
Separated by a thin wall?
Yeah, there you go.
It's like my theory of Pennsylvania. Two cities that hate each other, separated by the Amish. That's sort of the way I look, right? Isn't there a rivalry between Philly and Pittsburgh? No. Is that not?
I feel like I need to go watch Kingpin again.
Oh, if not, if only for the urinal scene alone. 888-SAY-ESPN's a phone number, 888-729-3776. I forgot about that one. What was that, a Farrelly Brothers one? I think it was. The story that we're following, and is just, these things have a way of popping up, and I've been, I don't know, lucky or not this summer, sort of filling in at times for the guys, for Canty and for Carlin, but there have been several shows now, looking back, where we'd had a lead, we knew what our first topic was going to be, and then an hour before the show, something changes, and that happened today. We thought we might come in and talk about Tampa Bay Bucks taking a real hit with an injury to their offensive line, and we will get to that in this hour. We'll talk to Rob Ninkovich, our ESPN NFL insider here at bottom of the hour, 5:30. But this story with Kyler Murray, man, this was a weird, almost a surreal look, Nick, seeing your franchise quarterback get out there, call a surprise press conference, and just kind of filibuster for a little bit and defend himself against some of the things that he's seen and read and heard in light of this clause in his new contract saying that he has to have 4 hours of independent film study with provisions against playing video games and browsing the internet while doing that study. So we'll jump into it, but first let's hear from Kyler. This is only 46 seconds of what turned into several minutes in front of the media, but here is Kyler on people questioning his work ethic.
To think that I can accomplish everything that I've accomplished in my career and not be a student of the game and not have that passion and not take this serious is almost, it's disrespectful, and it's almost a joke, you know. It's to me, it's I'm flattered, you know. I'm honestly flattered that y'all think that at my size I can go out there and not prepare for the game and not you know, not take it serious. It's disrespectful. I feel like to my peers, to all the great athletes and great players that are in this league. This game's too hard to play the position that I play in this league. It's too hard.
All right, it is difficult. It is difficult, and doing it at a high level with or without preparation, with or without film study, Nick, is a big thing. But they didn't put this into his contract without a reason, right? I mean, it stands to reason they had a sufficient concern to put this into Murray's deal.
Randy, this wasn't by accident.
Yeah.
Mean, that's the part that, and you can tell, even as you listen to that clip, how much of a nerve this hit for Kyler Murray. Because it is very obvious in the backlash that we've seen, not only in social media, but all across the country since he signed the deal. The money, which should be celebrated for a young player who's really coming into his own, who everybody really seems to believe can take his game to a next step, that's almost become, it's not almost, it's become secondary to, hey, there's this clause in the contract that says Kyler Murray's got to be studying without video games around him and without any distractions for 4 hours a week at least. And the fact that it came out and the organization allowed it to come out is a serious issue if you're Kyler Murray. But there is a reason it was in there. And that's the part that, as I've listened to the description from Kyler and you hear his side of things, you can say whatever you want. There is a reason that when you're committing to a player of his caliber, that an organization would put that wording into the deal. And if you're Kyler Murray, you can be frustrated about it. But Randy, you and I both agree on this. He didn't have to sign it, and he did.
He didn't have to sign it. Now, you know, I've seen, just by virtue of watching Hard Knocks, you know, you see how dense some of these contracts are. And they are, you know, like white pages, you know, like the phone book back in the day. They are thick. So I'm not saying that an individual player is going to pour through every last page of it. But I do think if you're talking about it with your agent, who is the same, Evan, is it the same? It's the same agent that Cliff Kingsbury has? Is that true? That Murray and Kingsbury have the same agent? I think coach and quarterback have the same representation, and you know you kind of trust your agent, don't you? Like, yeah, man, you're good to sign this. This has everything we wanted. Yeah, maybe we lost on the travel clause, or the, you know, you only get 4 trips on the private jet instead of 8, or you know, whatever, get some of the ancillary benefits. But you're probably not poring over every last page. I will say this though: if you are the agent and you don't tell your client how the deal could potentially be voided, you know, like, hey, you know, stay away from these behaviors. That's going to make all the money go away. I have to think Murray was made aware of it, and he did sign it of his own free will, and $230 million, why not? But to hold the press conference today, it really draws attention to it. It keeps the story in the news cycle. I'm just not sure that he accomplished what he set out to do today.
Randy, on top of that, how about not taking questions then? I mean, there were some PR missteps, not only from the organization side to allow this to become public, but from Kyler Murray's side to acknowledge it and to feed the beast. Because you and I work in a media ecosystem, especially with sports, that if you give air to a topic and it shows up on every radio station and on every talk show and you hit First Take, you're in big trouble if you want it to go away because it's not going anywhere. But my question is, even as we talk through this, is how are the Cardinals enforcing this? Like, are they having like a chaperone show up at Kyler Murray's house in Phoenix and saying, hey, look, I'm just here to watch you study without video games present.
Yeah, right. Here's your video session, buddy. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they do that. I know for some work from home folks, so some of my friends who are in normal jobs, right, and have had to work from home since the pandemic started, there's a way for the company to monitor your mouse movement so that you don't stay, like if you stay idle for more than a couple minutes, like they're basically like warned to make sure that you're not.
An alarm goes off in some studio somewhere?
Yeah, that you're not like slacking off or whatever it is. So like, I wonder if there's something with that where he can only watch the tape on certain devices, team issued software, things like that, where they can kind of track it. I don't know, but I will say this: he's wanted this deal for a while. There's been the social media, you know, following the team, unfollowing the team, and in late 2021, he had a quote with the New York Times where he said, "I think I was blessed with the cognitive skills to just go out there and see it before it happens. I'm not one of those guys that's going to sit there and kill myself watching film. I don't sit there for 24 hours and break down this team and that team and watch every game because in my head, I see so much." So he gave them a reason to be a little distrusting of his film habits, because you can only sort of get by on being the smartest guy in the room for so long. That works in college. You know, like when you go from high school to college and you're like, oh, suddenly I actually have to study for things. I don't have to get by on just knowing the teacher and knowing how they grade things and, you know, copying off my friends, allegedly. Some people do that. I don't know. Syracuse grads probably. But you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if that was the same, if that set off some warning bells there in the front office in Arizona. There is, though, Nick, another quarterback to talk about who wants what Kyler Murray has and, quite frankly, has had a more successful NFL career to this point. That's Lamar Jackson. He is at camp, and he is practicing. He's not a hold-in. And we heard from Lamar today about his next deal. We're going to tell you what he said after I tell you about Indeed. All right, if you're finding yourself needing to find your next great hire, then you need Indeed. Their hiring solution makes it simple to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Just sponsor a post and get matched instantly with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your job description. You can conveniently schedule and conduct virtual video interviews right from the Indeed hiring dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits when you conduct virtual interviews. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Guarding the heart easier said than done. Canty Carlin on ESPN Radio. Sirius XM Channel 80, ESPN Plus, and your smart speakers. Canty and Carlin is presented by Progressive Insurance. Randy Scott here. Nick Friedell down in New York. You can join the program 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. If, you know, in honor of Kyler Murray, if someone's writing a contract for you, you know, if it's your spouse or your boyfriend, your girlfriend, or your life partner, your kids, your job, whatever it is, and they're just writing something in there to protect you from yourself, like the Cardinals did with Kyler Murray. What would, if you're being honest with yourself, what would somebody write in for you? What would they say? You know, for me, it's that you don't have to wake up from a nap and eat a sleeve of Oreos. That, you know, you probably don't need to do that. Maybe let's mix in some celery stalks, you know? For Nick, it's a minimum of 8 to 10. Kyrie.
A lot of Kyrie.
Kyrie Irving stories, exactly. But you're going to miss, man. I have a feeling they're both going to start the season with the Nets, but you'll miss it when it's gone.
Oh, man. I want to say, oh, yeah, I really miss it, but I probably won't. I have never seen a team that had that much turmoil around it day after day for that long. But,
The Friedell book is going to be a good one eventually.
One day, yep.
If the Friedell book, you know, in the nick of time, you know.
I love it. Yeah. Let's just go with it right now.
Glad to meet me is the sub headline. It's going to be good. In the nick of time, : glad to meet me, the Nick Friedell story. It's going to be so good. It's going to be so good. For now, there won't be many chapters on radio interactions with me, Randy Scott, or him, Nick Friedell. Quarterback of note here as we shift from Kyler Murray, so we go, you know, from one coast to the other and maybe, you know, half a foot taller. Lamar Jackson wants a contract. He wants what Kyler Murray has. And quite frankly, he's had a better career to this point, Nick. I don't think that's stretching it by any imagination. He's been more durable on the field. He's been an MVP, taking his team to the postseason, yet to really make his mark in the playoffs, but they've gotten there. They've been on the door. And I'm surprised, I'll be honest, that it's taken this long to get that man paid. From what I hear, it's complicated somewhat by the fact that he doesn't have representation. He is his representation. You know, it's if him and his family are sort of operating as a team with regard to being their own agents. And I get that. You want to try to save the money. I get it. But I wonder how much that's factoring into things. I don't know. But Lamar was asked whether, you know, he thinks a deal is going to get done between himself and the Ravens. And it was saying, you know, I think so. We'll have to see. Now, Nick, did you see the criticism from this anonymous defensive coordinator about Lamar and sort of, I don't know, maybe, I guess it was like, hey, why hasn't he been paid yet? Did you see some of these anonymous comments?
I did. It was from the Athletic story. And Randy, if you're Lamar Jackson and you're reading an anonymous source who says, I don't care if he wins 12 MVPs, he's still not a quarterback on the number one tier for me. I don't care who you are. That would motivate me, and that would frustrate me. But Lamar is his own man, and as Robert Griffin III told us last week, He said, I know Lamar, and I always asked him, what can I say to people who say, oh, I doubt whether Lamar Jackson can do this or that. And RG3 was like, Lamar's answer was pretty simple, nothing. So it doesn't seem like a lot gets through and really upsets him. But that quote, after what he's accomplished in this league, that would get to me a little bit.
Yeah, and you know the quote. Okay, so it's Mike Sando's column, and I enjoy the quarterback tiers column, and I think he's able to get the rankings out of the people that he talks to because there is a condition of anonymity. So if you're somebody who's going to put Aaron Rodgers in tier three because you foresee him jumping off a cliff, but you don't want to be hounded with interview questions, you're going to do it anonymously. Well, the problem is when you back it up with a comment like this. So here's the quote again: an anonymous defensive coordinator. If he has to pass to win the game, they ain't winning the game. He's so unique as an athlete, and he's really a good football player. But I don't care if he wins the league MVP 12 times. I don't think he'll ever be a one, talking about a one tier, first tier, as a quarterback. He'll be a one as a football player, but not as a quarterback. So many games come down to 2 minute, and that is why they have a hard time advancing even when they are good on defense. Playoffs are tight. You have to be able to throw the ball, and he is just so inconsistent throwing the ball, it is hit or miss. That's the quote. So, you know, John Harbaugh has his guys back, and he's like, listen, you know, whoever anonymous is, you know, Harbaugh's sort of taking shots at whoever this person is. And Lamar was asked directly about the criticism today. This is less than an hour old at day two of Baltimore Ravens training camp. Here is Lamar Jackson.
I mean, I guess this is what comes with it, you know. When you're trying to be great, you know, you're trying to work your tail off, it's going to be negativity. But, you know, they hated Jesus, and I'm not Jesus, so I don't really worry about it.
What? What? What was that? What we're bringing the Prince of Peace into this? Lord and Savior? We're bringing Jesus in here. The carpenter. Jesus was a
Randy,
carpenter.
Let me just tell you,
what?
Randy. If Lamar may not have an agent, but I'm sure he's got some PR people around him. And when Jesus gets thrown into the conversation, whatever it is, it can go a lot of different directions. So,
you know, woo! What's that line? What are my favorite lines? Was it, oh man, was it Joe Dirt? Is this where you want to be when Jesus comes back? Is that what it was? Can you imagine?
Of all the lines of Joe Dirt, and that's where you go?
What's the one that's pertinent right now? You know, is this where you want to be when Jesus comes back? Using him as a contract negotiation talking point. It's hilarious to me. But Lamar, another quote that he had was, it was anonymous. Talking about the criticism, he says it was anonymous for a reason. And that's a fair point. What I think is so unfair, and I'm not in these, you know, NFL rooms, I'm not in these conversations, and I don't know necessarily, if you look at the All-22 week in, week out, how you would view Lamar. But what's unfair is you can win the MVP award as an NFL quarterback, and they still won't view you as a quarterback. You're still a football player because of how you play. Like, if the object of the game is to elevate the talent around you, is to lead and inspire, and to put the ball in the end zone from the quarterback position, and you do it, and you do it at such a high level that you are voted around the league as the best player in the league, and you're still not allowed to be viewed as a quarterback in the eyes of some people, that's just disappointing.
It's ridiculous at this point, given what we've already seen. But Randy, the only way to shut all these people up from now until the end of time is to go win. And Lamar Jackson has had a lot of individual success, but he has yet to lead the Ravens to a title.
Yeah.
If and when he does that, everything else will take care of itself.
Playoff success will wipe a lot of this away, and a man who's had plenty of playoff success is going to join us, Rob Ninkovich. His thoughts on the Lamar Jackson situation, and also what he's hearing and how he parses what happened at Bucs camp today, where Tampa Bay potentially facing a massive injury up front in the eyes of those who are assigned to protect Tom Brady. It's Nick Friedell and Randy Scott with you, Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. It's Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio, ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, ESPN Plus, your smart speakers, however you found us, we are glad you did. He's Nick Friedell down Seaport adjacent there in New York City. I'm Randy Scott here in Bristol, Connecticut. Canty and Carlin is presented by Progressive Insurance. Call in line 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Joining us on that call in line is Rob Ninkovich, our ESPN NFL analyst, and a guy who's had what eludes these quarterbacks, one who got a new deal and one who is still looking for one in Lamar Jackson, and that's postseason success. Rob, you've been around some good leaders in your career, I think it's safe to say, in New England. Man, I don't know that what we saw from – I'm not trying to lead the witness here. I don't know what we saw from Kyler Murray could be called his leadership. It was more like self-preservation today, but that was a surreal scene for me from this side of things. What was your reaction to what we saw from the Cardinals quarterback in that surprise press conference?
Honestly, I was watching it, and I literally just kept hearing I.
Mm.
You know, the last time I checked, nobody's done anything on their own. So I get it. He's a great football player. He's a good talent. He was undefeated in high school. Great. Cool. I don't care. That's great. That's a great accolade. He's got a ton of trophies or like, you know, patches from, you know, scoring 10 touchdowns against guys that are 5'8", you know, running 4'9".
So guys,
you know
he looks, so guys he looks up to. Sorry.
So I don't care really what you've done in the past. It's not me or you or anybody in the media that wrote up a contract. We didn't do anything. We didn't write anything. This was in a contract that he signed that just states that he has to do film study. I don't think it would be a big deal. If I was him, I would have said, yeah, I'm going to study 12 hours of film. They put it in there, whatever. I study 15 hours a day. I don't know what he studies. I don't care what he studies. You know, at the end of the day, he's got to win football games and he's got to go perform. So the Cardinals married themselves to him. They haven't had a franchise quarterback since Kurt Warner, I guess, if you want to call him a franchise type guy, which he was just older. So they've been really, really hungry to find the next guy. And they've been searching for a long time. They get a young, talented, athletic quarterback who really hasn't done, you know, he's done big things early in the season, kind of fizzled out towards the end. He's not a big body guy, so if he gets nicked up, he gets a couple injuries, pulls a hammy, he's not going to be your dynamic runner. So for me, you know, he's going to have to go take this team, win a division, go to a playoff run, go win a playoff game, and then I think people will be like, yeah, okay, he deserves everything he's got. And I don't fault anyone for getting their money. I think everyone should get money and they should, you know, get what they deserve. And the NFL is about making money and setting yourself up for a long time and your family. Great. I love all that. But it's not, you know, I think this is disrespectful to us. I mean, I didn't do anything. Nobody in the media did anything with the contract situation. We just talk about what we see. And he signed a contract that had stipulations in it that I've never seen before. I don't think anyone's really seen those before, which is a little bit rare. Yeah. So he should have more of an issue with the Cardinals and them wanting to put it in there than anyone else.
Rob, you live this from a playing perspective. You were in those locker rooms for years. When a story becomes this big about an addendum to a contract that we haven't really seen before, at least publicly, how much of a topic of conversation is that day-to-day in the Cardinals locker room, and how many people are going to check up on Kyler Murray if he's doing his studying?
Well, here's the deal. In the locker room, those guys know exactly what they have, and they know exactly what to expect on a daily basis. You get a sense and you get a feel for a guy and just the way he goes about his business. You know, for example, a road game we're playing all the way out in California. I think we were playing the Chargers. We had a long flight back. We get on the plane and Tom Brady is already studying up on his opponent. So like he already had the tablet or the computer open. He had his clicker in his hand and everyone else is up and they're playing cards because it's won and it was a good time. Everyone's having fun on a long trip back. And Tom literally is going to me. So you just know, you see it every day. And over time, you have an understanding, okay, this guy's the early riser. Junior Seau, for example, he'd get up every day at like 4:30 a.m., work out at 5 o'clock, no matter what. So he was always in there in the morning. You wanted to beat him, you had to get up at 4:30. So you know the guys and their rituals and how they do it and their habits. And the guys that do it repeatedly, usually for a long time, they have a lot of success. The guys that rely on athletic ability and talent, it doesn't last long because you're going to slow down a little bit. You're going to get a little bit older. You're going to have some injury to deal with. And the guys that are the most, as far as study, the most.
Did we lose Rob? I think we might have. It's I'll say this. It's tough comparing anybody to Tom Brady. And is Rob back? He's back. Rob, you got
us,
man?
Sorry about that.
There we go. No, you were talking about like the guys who showcase preparation, and it's almost like a given. They don't have to sort of demonstrate their preparation after a certain amount of time.
Yeah, you just see it. Yeah. You see the prep every day, and it really doesn't have – you don't have to talk about it. You don't have to really explain it to anybody. It's just – it's what you do. It's a repeated thing. You get up early, or you work out before. You study film after. It's how you present yourself on a daily basis. It's, you know, the second practice is over, you jump in your car at the facility. Because, you know, this 2022, we got cameras everywhere. You know, like, they know when you're leaving the building. They know when you're walking in the building. So it all depends on how you do it and consistently. And your teammates know it. But you know the guys that are in early, out late. You know the guys that, you know, hit the snooze button. And you know the guys that go home early.
Yeah. Ball has a way of revealing it. It has a way of revealing it itself on Sundays. And there was something that the Cardinals saw or heard or, you know, was communicated to them through teammates or, I don't know, entourage or something that they didn't like. And they wrote this into the deal for a reason. Listen, Rob, we appreciate it, man. Thanks for spending part of your Thursday with us. And it is. It's glad to hear from someone who himself has signed an NFL contract, you know, how strange that language appears in a deal. Rob, we appreciate it, man.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right, we'll talk more about this with Albert Breer of the MMQB going to join us in the next hour here on Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio. But meanwhile, the Major League Baseball trade deadline less than a week away. The most globally recognizable name in the game might be on the move. Those discussions are happening. That is next. Nick Friedell, Randy Scott in for the guys. Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Nick Friedell, Randy Scott in for the guys. And sometimes, you know, we make this a safe place. This is a trust tree. You know, this is the nest. And we were talking with Marcus Freeman. And one of the things, man, if we had a full, like, podcast episode with Marcus Freeman, Nick, I'd probably ask. I'd be like, what's it like being so publicly handsome? You know, what's it like being a guy who is just a walking, talking, whistleblowing, you know, running football drill, just, you know, physical specimen on the sideline who's now like out as the face of Notre Dame football. So a lot of people getting introduced to this guy and a lot of, you know, interest being thrown at a guy who's been a private person as a defensive coordinator. And we were joking about how accomplished he is. He's married and he's got six kids and he's taking them to family vacations and all this stuff. And he, Nick Friedell casually offhand goes, man, I can't even get a date. And this guy's, you know, doing what he's doing. And, you know, as someone who's new into the dating scene himself, you know, I've found a great woman, but man, it is a weird and wild place to be, you know, late 30s, early 40s out there in the dating scene. So listen, I don't mean to make you outsider Mike, but but if you want to go full Mikey C and just share some dating stories, the floor is yours.
I don't even have them right now. That's the saddest part. I hate the apps. I detest the apps. I don't ever want to hear, are you on the apps again ever in my life? Because
right.
That has not been a good experience for me. But Randy, as we're sitting here talking to Coach Freeman, I'm going, oh my gosh, this guy's accomplished a hell of a lot and he's 2 years younger than I am. And, you know, that's not the way you're supposed to go about it. But I'm thinking, can I finally just meet somebody? But the problem is I have to be in the same place to actually do that. And I think that is my biggest problem on top of he's telling us about work-life balance. I don't know for me that has existed since I have begun working here. But, hey, to each their own. But I still hold out hope that lucky lady is out there. She's out there for me, and I'll find her one day.
She absolutely is. I mean, the thing is, you've lived in some really great cities, but you're on the move. And you're a guy whose job requires you to travel for that job. So, You know what I mean? Like, how much of a consistent home base do you have? Have you had over the last couple of years, you know?
I haven't had one, and I always remember that my little brother's ex-girlfriend from college was calling me failure to launch, like the McConaughey movie a while back. So, hey.
Hey, man, being
I just love the music that's playing in the background, too. It really makes me feel great.
Being compared to McConaughey is no slight by any means.
That's right. That's Listen,
I met my girlfriend on Twitter, so that's an app technically. More Canty and Carlin when we come back. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, ESPN Plus, your smart speakers. Canty and Carlin is presented by Progressive Insurance. Randy Scott here in Bristol, Connecticut. Nick Friedell at the Seaport in New York. And we were just sort of in the trust tree, if you were listening to that little sort of commercial segment that we do. Just talking about being eligible. You know, Nick's an eligible bachelor out on the town, and we just talk about detesting the apps. Evan, are you comfortable talking about how you met your
wife?
Sure,
yeah, I met her on Craigslist.
Craigslist, dude.
Oh, wow. Okay. Evan.
No, not the missed connections.
That's
what
I thought.
No. We were roommates. I had a 2-bedroom apartment in Washington, D.C. at the time. Mm-hmm. She was moving from New Hampshire to D.C. She needed an apartment. Mm-hmm. She replied to my ad.
Yep.
And we became roommates. We were roommates for about 6 months, and then we started dating.
Yes.
Isn't that a Friends episode with Joey Tribbiani? And
I think, yes, he tries to.
Elle McPherson is the.
Yeah, but he's trying to get her to move in because that's his plan, like, the whole time, I think.
Yes.
This was not my plan the whole time.
Sure. No one's accusing you of that.
Certainly it may have been hers, but it definitely wasn't mine.
You're going to put that on to your wife. Yeah,
yes, I've said that to her. I said, so about a week in, is that when you started to realize you wanted to date me?
Right. I'm picturing a conversation, you know, a misconnection on Craigslist where she says, saw you on the orange line.
No.
The Metro.
No.
Headphones. Jets hoodie. Brought out the green in your eyes. Emerald Isle is what I called you. I'll be your River Shannon. You know,
I
it was
told
like one
all
of those.
My friends about you when I got off the train.
Yes. I hit him on the, I flipped out the Motorola Razor and I Quirtle worded everybody. That's what I said. I have to find this man. Give me a year. Give me a time frame. What were we doing?
2014
in D.C.?
Yeah.
Probably going out to Arlington, going out to carpool, maybe?
No.
Yeah. Don't you scoff at carpool. No. How dare you?
U Street.
How dare you?
I was a U Street guy. I'd hang out on U Street.
Bet you were.
Or Chinatown.
Bet you were,
or
right?
Or Gallery Place.
Sure. Oh, Gallery Place is all right. Yeah, Chinatown. Yeah, Chinatown was on the
coast. Clyde's Chili, baby.
Let's go. He knows. Ben's Chili Bowl or Clyde's. On M Street, right? And M Street in Georgetown. I saw a rat on M Street in Georgetown wait for the light and cross at the light in the crosswalk one night. 1 o'clock. I had a falafel in my hand. It was glorious.
Well,
glorious.
If you want to see some rats, why don't you come down towards New York City? I'll show
you
plenty of my new friends down here.
I've been angling for an invite for, what hour are we now? Almost 3 full hours of this show. I've been trying to get him to invite me down to New York.
I mean, name the time, buddy, because let me tell you.
I think we
want to go have a
beard.
And
Friedell,
see some
you need
rats.
To get a roommate. That way you
rats.
Got somebody to watch the place when you're out on the road with the Nets. Mm-hmm. But you also, like, you know, it's a chance, like maybe a chance to meet that special someone.
I'll
like,
be your wingman.
You can't play it that way. You got to play it natural, like you guys are just friends, because that's what I did. And then, you know, it ended, you know, with a home run.
Look at Craigslist over here throwing out unsolicited advice. Look at this.
Hey, I'll take it wherever I can get it.
That's fair. That's fair. Well, you're about to travel, like, you're about to what? Did I hear Ireland? Like, you're about to go a bunch of different places.
Ireland. I got Dallas this weekend for our colleague Tim McMahon's wedding. That'll be awesome. Although in true McMahon fashion, I said, hey, what do we think about our prospects this weekend? And he goes, ha, 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 the hotel lobby bar should be fun for you. And I said, oh, thanks, Tim.
Everybody's taken, huh?
Yeah, like everybody's taken.
School bus in Forrest Gump. Just
exactly.
Seats taken.
Seats taken.
Right.
But, yeah, I got Ireland coming up in a week, so that'll be interesting.
Ireland's, are you traveling solo? Are you going with friends? What do you got?
One of my buddies who I grew up with, in fact, the biggest Notre Dame fan I know, who I'm sure was listening to our interview with Coach Freeman, his sister, who I've known my whole life, is getting married in Ireland.
So oh, wow.
That
okay.
will be an experience.
Yeah, yeah. So what, is the groom
the
Irish?
The groom
then?
Is Irish.
Okay. All right, that'll be a good time. Have you ever been? I've never been.
And all I keep hearing is, get ready to drink.
Not real life doesn't have to be a Family Guy episode, but yeah, that could be that episode where they're landing at the airport. I'm looking forward to putting some stamps in the passport now that things are hopefully getting a little more back to normal. I've never been to Europe, so Ireland's high on the list. Scotland's up there as well. Man, I'm burning through this baseball segment. I didn't mean for this to happen, but let's just say this. The Angels are open at least to discussing the future of Shohei Ohtani and perhaps that future not being in an Angels uniform. Can we play the passing sound? Evan, do you want to wait? Let's play it. This is passing on with Spain and Fitz because Shohei Ohtani right now is baseball's best bargain, but the price is going to go up in a short period of time.
I wish I had a good answer to this question because there's so many different complicating factors involved here. It's similar to Soto in that it's not just a straight up baseball trade, but there are a lot of different elements that you have to consider, especially ownership. And Artie Moreno, the Angels owner, has always, with big deals, been the one to pull the trigger on them. He's the one who signed Anthony Rendon. He's the one who gave Mike Trout $426.5 million. He's the one who brought Josh Hamilton in. So the idea that you're going to take the guy who I think is pretty clearly the most talented baseball player in the world, and maybe the most talented baseball player any of us have ever seen or will ever see, and move him before he reaches free agency, it seems like an absolutely foolish thing to do. The problem is, if you don't start winning, he's going to have no incentive to re-sign there after his 2023 season when he becomes a free agent.
So that's it right there. 2023 season becomes a free agent. Do you lose him and get an effing return, or do you sell the most popular player in the world, Nick? It's a unique problem, and it just highlights the fact that they haven't been able to win anything with Ohtani and Mike Trout in the lineup.
It's ridiculous that still is the case, Randy, but if it's me and I'm the Angels, as fantastic as Shohei Ohtani is, yes, I move him because –
yeah,
you can start over, and you still have Mike Trout, and you still have the reason people want to come to the ballpark every day and watch. But that Angels team has been bad, and they've been bad for a while, and it's time for a complete overhaul. And sadly, that is the quickest way to refill your farm system and your big league club.
Yeah, the problem is, though, if you lose Ohtani because of how uniquely generationally talented he is, you have to replenish two sides of your farm system, right? I mean, you have to hope in return you get both a pitching prospect and a hitting prospect, you know, a potential 50 home run guy down the line, as well as a potential, you know, top of the rotation kind of guy. And it's just that draft capital haul would have to be absolutely massive in order to make up for the hit that you would take. And now with Mike Trout's spinal issue, that on one side of the issue where we're hearing it potentially career-threatening, and on another he's trying to downplay that. It just, you feel so bad for Angels fans, what few there are. We have a trend in the NFL this training camp. We're going to tell you what it is, what it means. Next, Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio.